what's the mindset of this club as you get ready for the 82nd and final game? I guess defensively, when you look at what needs to be done in your own zone against a club that might play a little bit loose tonight based on the fact they're done.
Yeah, I know. We expect a tough game. I mean, no matter where they're sitting, I'm sure they're guys are playing for pride, and they did have a good season with a lot of injuries, so I'm sure they're not very happy with where they're at. So it's going to be another tough one, and for us, there's big 2 points up for us. We need to get these two. We're in a determined hockey club right now.
How much talk is there amongst you guys about that kind of 1-2-3 scenario right now that sits here in the Central Division?
Yeah, not so much talking, but I think everyone knows it's there. There's three good teams right there that are all fighting for the same thing, and with the opportunity we have tonight, it's important for us to do our job and kind of let everything else play out the way it is.
Are you a guy that'll keep an eye prior to game time on those two ahead of you?
Probably not prior to the game. I'm just going to try to focus on tonight. It's an important game, but it's hard not to know. I'm sure I'll hear mumblings about it, but the ball's got to be in our court first, and we need to focus on what we can control.
Didn't get the result that you guys were looking for, but was there, what kinds of things defensively did you like about how the club played against Colorado?
We liked our game. I mean, I thought we fought hard. Our first period was real well. It was tough to follow it up the next 40, but I thought we played well. Having lapses in your game is ultimately going to hurt you this time of year, but there's some good things that we can build off of, and going into Colorado, we knew where they stand too and how important that game was for them. So overall, it wasn't the result we wanted, but there were some positives we could take out of it.
Overall, for yourself, I mean, how would you describe what your time here has been like since the trade? I mean, it sort of seemed to have settled in, but how do you feel about all the way things have been going?
It's been good. I mean, obviously coming into this situation and a good hockey team is obviously exciting and fun, and being back in the playoffs is what you play the game for, so that was obviously exciting. But I've been welcomed with open arms here, and I really enjoyed my time thus far.
How do you feel it worked well with you and Jacob on that pairing?
We just kind of keep things simple. Playing against some good lines. The West is definitely different than the East. I've noticed that. Coming in, playing whatever, just under 20 games, it's obviously a lot different style. So there's a lot more bigger guys, and there's a lot more physical. So the simple early play is usually the best one.
What do you mean? And Josh is going to be back around the corner. I mean, what's that like? I mean, knowing you may need a new partner, how do you sort of approach that? Just kind of take the day by day?
Yeah, exactly. Day by day. I can't think about it too much. Obviously, it's been good for me here. I've really enjoyed my time, and it's going to take a lot of guys in the playoffs to get the ultimate job done. So, I'm ready for any role that they need to fit me in.
Say, what are some of the playoff experiences that maybe stand out for you so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've played in some fun ones in my short career. I think I've played under 20 games, but I played in a game 7 against the Bruins with Montreal. That was pretty exciting. And, I played Tampa a couple years in the playoffs, and it's been exciting. It's just a different world, the playing at MSG in the playoffs and stuff like that. It's something that doesn't take too much to get fired up for.